Last night in South Phoenix, residents gathered at the South Mountain Community Center to voice their opposition to the planned extension of the light rail in their community. As we've reported before on the show, a growing number of business owners along Central Avenue from Jefferson Street to Baseline Road are working to change the city's plans for a light rail extension there, or to stop them altogether. A group calling themselves Four Lanes or No Train organized in March to submit a citizen's petition to the city council asking to change the plans. The extension would reduce Central Avenue to just two lanes of traffic. The petition asked to keep the street at four lanes. They told me then they were concerned about the effect on their businesses. Here's Sai Ho Lee, whose family has owned Central Mart there for almost 30 years.
With the light rail coming in, we're going to lose those left turn lanes into our business because there will only be opportunities to turn left at specific points like Southern Avenue and Rozier Street, these major cross streets.
But the council rejected the group's petition, and now many people say they don't want the light rail to come in at all, in any form. So they're looking for a new approach. During last night's meeting, community organizers made plans to stage a protest tomorrow at the South Phoenix Extension Community Office, and they are working to get their concerns on Monday's city council meeting agenda. Now, behind all of this are broader concerns about the future of this mostly Latino and African-American community, concerns about gentrification and development and what that could mean for the families who have lived there for generations.
Hi, what can we get started for you?
Sandra Flores and her husband live on the same block as her parents and his. They both grew up in South Phoenix, and last year they launched Azucar Coffee near Central and Baseline, she says, with a vision for improving it. Now she's looking at the very real challenges that the light rail poses to her relatively new business, and she's worried. When I visited her there yesterday, she told me about her first reaction when she heard the light rail was coming to her neighborhood.
So my initial response is to really just think about the existing light rail and the changes that have occurred where light rail exists now. And so the scary part is the unknown. So are we going to be like downtown or are we going to be like 19th Avenue and Camelback? And so that's really, those are two very different communities and they've been affected in different ways. So it's really trying to understand what that means for our community.
So what do you think it means? Do you have concerns?
Absolutely. Change is coming for sure. I mean, there's no doubt that the light rail is going to affect our community in terms of the existing buildings, but also we don't know if it's for the better or for the worse. I really don't foresee it for the better, honestly, only because structures are going to be affected. In addition to, it's not necessarily going to highlight South Phoenix because it ends before Baseline. So that means that the one treasure we have in South Mountain is not going to be highlighted. Therefore, I feel like more homeless and more apartments are going to show up, and I don't see it benefiting us.
So your business in particular, how do you think it will be affected? This is going to be right in front of your patio here, right?
Yes. So there's two plans in the works right now. One of them can definitely overtake our patio, and the light rail would be right at our door. It will affect our identity of our business. We have a mural that sits in our patio that would be destroyed.
When did you find out that that would be the case? Like, did the city reach out to you and some of your other compatriots here, business owners along Central, to talk about these things before they were decided?
Not before they were decided. My personal meeting with the city was I was told what was going to happen. So they did request to meet with me, and then they showed me some plans on how that would affect my structure in particular.
So what about this other kind of campaign that's been going on with some of the businesses along Central here, this Four Lanes or No Train thing? They're upset about the fact that the light rail plans reduce Central traffic to two lanes instead of four lanes of traffic. Is that something you're concerned about?
Absolutely. We want to keep the flow going. I mean, we don't want to slow it down, but at the same time, four lanes could mean that it could affect more easement. So I don't know how I truly feel about that because I don't understand how much additional property would be affected if we were to be in favor of the four lanes. But at the same time, we don't want to congest Central. So, I mean, it's kind of I don't know if it's really a win-win situation at all. Like, I don't know that there's a winning side.
So at this point, would you advocate for just not having the light rail come in?
Actually, that is my feeling, is that I just wish it wouldn't come at all.
So beyond concerns about what might happen here, about construction, which is always difficult on businesses like that we saw when the light rail was built in other parts of town, there's also a lot of talk about how this will change the community, like you mentioned, like about gentrification, about rising rents. Are those concerns you have?
Absolutely. I mean, we are concerned about gentrification, especially this is one of the last standing communities in Phoenix that's multi-generational. We have a lot of generations that continue to live in this community. So I think that this community is a little different in terms of it wanting to keep what we currently have. And we don't want to see that we're going to be pushed out. Obviously, there's some history and some trauma that goes behind that. But South Phoenix was a place to push minorities to. And so we understand that, and we don't want to be pushed out again. So we do have that fear.
Do you feel like you're being heard? Are those concerns are being heard? Or do you feel like this is inevitable at this point? Not just light rail, but the changes that are coming?
Well, you know, I think about it like this. I opened up this business wanting my community to progress. So I would love to see some progress for my community. I wouldn't want to say I want to hold it back. But at the same time, I do feel that our voices are not being heard. And I feel that the city is not transparent in the purpose that the light rail has in our community. So I think that's really where my concerns are.
What do you think that their purpose is? I mean, so there are some people in South Phoenix that do think the light rail will be a good thing. Do you think there's an argument to be made that this could bring more business, that could bring new people to the area that might, you know, come in and get a cup of coffee at a shop like yours?
I don't think that's the true solution. We are getting people. There's new home developments already going up. So we really don't need the additional light rail. I feel that money could be invested in the community in other ways versus a multi-million project that's may not even truly benefit the community.
Sandra Flores, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
On the other side of this issue sits Phoenix City Council member Kate Gallego. She has been a longtime proponent of investing in light rail across the city, and she thinks it'll be a good thing for the South Phoenix community especially. I met Gallego at her campaign office to talk about this, where she's at work running for mayor of Phoenix. She's expected to step down from her council position soon to do that, which could also raise some questions about the future of light rail development. When we sat down to talk more about this, I asked her first about why she thinks light rail will be good for South Phoenix. In fact, she said it could be life-changing for many people there. How?
So this project goes from downtown south to Baseline. It goes through an incredibly diverse community, but the community with the most need of any light rail extension. The majority of the people who live along this extension have one or no cars, so they need transportation options. It's an incredibly busy bus line right now. We'll often see 160% of the available capacity in terms of need. So that means that there's people who want to get on the bus and can't. This extension will connect people to schools, to jobs, and it'll connect the downtown and light rail system to all the wonderful things that are in South and Central Phoenix. It'll connect them to the Audubon, to our warehouse district, which is one of our hottest areas for economic development. It's disproportionately an area where young people are working, particularly millennials, who want transportation options. They don't want to be stuck in a car all the time. They want to be able to take light rail. It's a college-educated workforce that could go anywhere, as well as jobs for people in the community. So we need to give them that option. I think giving people options is an investment in the future of our economy, the jobs of the community, and the residents.
And this also sort of fits in with the larger picture that you have had and spoken about for a long time about what kind of city you want Phoenix to be, about bringing in light rail, this connectivity, development in areas that need it. Is that front and center in your mind as this continues forward?
I do want us to be a more urban city with transportation options. There becomes a point where you just can't add any more cars, but also want us to be an inclusive city where everyone has options to get around. One of the barriers to employment is that there aren't jobs in walking distance from all of the areas in this community. And we want to give people this option to be able to invest in themselves and their future.
But you know, obviously, that there are some concerns among especially business owners along Central Avenue and others in the community about how it's going to change the community. So I want to talk first about those business owners and the concerns about the plans of the light rail. There's the four lanes, no train initiative, in which they're worried about having only two lanes of traffic. And then obviously concerns about what will happen to those businesses during construction. What is it that the city has done up to this point to try to work with those people as the plans go forward?
Valley Metro had over 300 community meetings to talk about this. A huge theme in the area was that people want this to be a win for the people who are there today. And one of the things we heard was that we should minimize the impacts of construction. People don't want the buildings that are there to be bulldozed. It's important for people to understand that the buildings along this extension are much more likely to be right up against the road. So if we added four lanes of traffic, we'd have to take out buildings. So bulldozing those buildings and eliminating it would push the people who are there today out of the community. It would mean blight, and in the long term, it would mean new buildings come in. There would certainly likely be a lot of development along the rail. But people told us they want the people who are there to be able to stay. Adding lanes of traffic means bulldozing buildings and businesses.
What do you say to those who say that the city didn't do enough to communicate with those business owners leading up to this, that they didn't really know how it was going to affect them until recently when it was kind of already set in stone?
We can always do better, but there's been more outreach than on previous extensions. We had a door-to-door campaign during the ballot proposition that funded it, asking people for votes and talking about the extension. And voters overwhelmingly in this area said they wanted to do this. So more than 75% of the voters in the precincts along the extension voted in favor of it. That's much higher than the rest of the city. We have a great engineering team that's led by people from the community. They really want to work with businesses to understand what kind of access do you need, how big are your delivery trucks, where do your customers come from. They're trying to design a system that accommodates the businesses and supports them. We also have programs to help them with marketing and business access. We have groups like Friends of Transit, which go in and try to make sure that during construction, we're marketing, we're bringing customers, and we're supporting them. We also have opportunities to work with the city if they want to make investments in their building. We have more support for them, and we will help them navigate processes, financial incentives. So it's from the direct spending to business access to supporting the businesses and making sure their customers can still find them and get to them and enjoy the great services.
Councilmember Kate Gallego, thanks so much.
Thank you for covering this important topic.